there's two minds. Human beings have a mind within a mind, which is not a brain within a brain, but a consciousness, which is a piece of God, a little bit of God, and that can answer to God, but it's not so godlike. I mean, not so all-powerful, but it's embryonic quality, so that you can choose to go on living in sin because you're born into it, because you're born in that state. But the goodness in a person, even though they are conditioned by the culture into which they're born and obligated to it, they have conflict over that. And most people never overcome their conflict. They feel the conflict, they feel the rub of their conscience trying to warn them. They have the choice whether they want to be saved from the world or not, or to continue as they've been born, being in the love of the world, reinforcing the selfish nature, which most people do. They spend their whole life looking for pleasures and escapes and entertainments and love in all the wrong places and gambling and everything that's comforting and reassuring that they're not wrong. See, so they surround themselves with that. And in America, if you've got enough money, even poor people have enough money to keep themselves drugged up. You know, they find a way to find the wrong kinds of friends who love them as they are. But they get worse and worse and worse, and the conflicts get worse and worse. But that's what addiction's all about, addiction to people, or the reverent wrong who isn't right. And look at the 8,000 scumbags, degenerates. They weren't born that way, but look how they are stirred up by his vitriol. Hundreds of thousands of people like him because they're so sensitive to hate speech. And you've got to understand that hate speech is seductive because language is very seductive. As long as you live, you have the opportunity to come back to, like the prodigal son, daughter, to the truth that Adam had, that Adam rejected to play God with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because it does take knowledge to have power over people, doesn't it? You can't be dumb and not have and have power over people. So there's an inclination of the soul to want power over others. And there are certain kinds of people who find it in the tree of knowledge, going to school and getting degrees, and so using that to lord it over other human beings and even train other human beings and brainwash them and be a template for how they could be. That's why Reverend Wrong, who isn't right. See, he deals with the most decadent kinds of people. You see, we encourage their hatred towards others, and eventually they deteriorate from that hatred, but then, of course, they become made of it, and they're addicted to it, and one day, these are the kind of people that will join the Muslims. I'm rambling. Join the Muslims, and there'll be hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of them, in the streets on the side of the radical Muslims. See? And we're going to have blood running in the streets.